But how does one do this? It's easy to say, but how does one actually do it? Now, broadly speaking, we may say there are two ways of doing it, two ways of ensuring that Vedana feeling is not succeeded by Trishna craving, two ways of ensuring that the wheel doesn't make another revolution. What we might call a sudden way, when the wheel is shattered, as it were, at a single blow, and a gradual way, in which is gradually slowed down. A brake is very slowly and gently applied, and the whole thing slowly comes to a standstill. Now, the first way, the sudden way, the abrupt way, is illustrated, you might be surprised to hear, no, not by a story from the Zen scriptures, but by one out of the Vinayapitaka, the book of the discipline of the Pali canon, illustrated by the story of Bahiya. I've told this story before, I know, and some of you know exactly what's going to come, but you can hear it again. Some, I'm sure, haven't heard it. The story goes that a certain monk called Bahiya came into the place where the Buddha was staying. He wanted to meet the Buddha. He'd been admitted to the order, to the Sangha, in some distant part of the country, and he'd never had the opportunity of meeting the Buddha or asking him any question. So in he came. But at the time of his arrival, apparently, the Buddha was out on his daily alms round, going from house to house begging for food. So Bahiya inquired the direction in which he had gone and followed him. Before long, he caught up with him and was walking just behind the Buddha as the Buddha went from door to door of the houses. So he called out to the Buddha, who was in front, "Please give me a teaching." Now, it was the Buddha's custom that when he went on his alms round, he never spoke. He never said anything. So he ignored Bahiya's request. He just quietly went on, proceeding from door to door. So a second time, Bahiya asked, even more urgently this time, "Please give me a teaching." But again the Buddha ignored him and went on, with Bahiya following. So a third time, Bahiya made his request. So it was a rule, apparently, of the Buddha's that if anyone asked him something, even unto a third time, whatever the question was, and however terrible the consequences might be for the questioner, he answered it. So he just halted, as it were, in his tracks. He turned round, gave Bahiya a very direct look, and he said, "In the seen, only the seen. In the heard, only the heard. In the touched, only the touched. In the tasted, only the tasted. In the smelt, only the smelt. In the thought, only the thought." He turned round and went on with his arms round, and Bahiya became enlightened on the spot. So this is the sudden, abrupt way. And what does it mean? What the Buddha was in effect saying was, don't react. Don't react. If a sound impinges on your eardrum, all right, that's just a sound. You don't have to react straight, that you like it or don't like it, or want it to continue or want it to stop. In the heard, merely the heard. So it's the same for the seen and the taste and the touch and the thought. Don't react. Let the bare experience be there. But don't make that experience the basis for any action or reaction in this cyclical order. If you can do that, then you're enlightened on the spot, as Bahiya was. So in the seen, only the seen. In the heard, only the heard. The bare experience and no reaction whatsoever. If you can do that, then you cut off the whole samsara at a stroke. You stop the wheel revolving at a single stroke, as it were. And you realize nirvana, here and now, gain enlightenment on the spot. Now, this is obviously very difficult. Some of you might be thinking it's impossible. The case of Bahia shows it's not impossible. And the case of many other people also shows it's not impossible. But of course, it's very, very, very difficult. So, for most of us, if not for all of us, it's much better, much safer at least, much surer, to try to follow not this sudden path, not this abrupt path, but the gradual path, which of course doesn't mean the never-never path.